The pandemic has hit the travel industry hard in 2020. The latest blow to Central Illinois came this week when Delta announced it won't be offering any more flights out of Peoria International Airport, at least for a while. WCBU correspondent Steve Tarter checked in with Peoria Airport Director Gene Olson to learn more.
Is this the worst year ever for you in any time on an airport situation as far as passenger count?
Oh, heck yes. So we had 27,836 passengers in the month of October, and that's the most we've had since March. We set a record in January, we set a record in February, and then March was about half of our, a little over half of our normal traffic. We were down to just under 3,000 passengers in April, and then we've slowly kind of climbed our way back up to about 27,000. Almost 28,000 passengers in October. That's the, to get down to those kind of numbers, you have to go back to 1982.
One of the things that occurred to me was the smaller airport, the Peoria size, and I don't know if that's small or not, but not the O'Hare's and the big city type things. Is that hit you guys harder given this pandemic because of the way the airlines work, or how do you look at it?
We're actually doing, when you look at percentage of normal, we're actually doing a little bit better than the national average. I think there's certain airports, I think the bigger ones maybe have been hit a little harder. We don't really know the makeup of our passengers because we don't have hard data on that, but you can pretty much assume that most people who fly Allegiant are leisure travelers. Allegiant is normally somewhere between 25 and 33% of our market, and they're up running right about half of our market right now. And so that tells you that the business traveler, that plus, talking to people tells you that the business traveler is not traveling. And for the legacy carriers, the Americans, Deltas, Uniteds of the world, the business traveler is their bread and butter. Impact on our finances, as we're most other airports, we were fortunate to receive a CARES Act grant. And so, that was nearly $6.2 million. And the most important part of that was that the eligibility requirements changed. Normally a federal grant, you can only use it for construction, but this one, they specifically opened the eligibility to cover operational expenses. And so we're basically covering probably about 8 or 10 big chunks of our budget through the CARES Act grant. And that's enough to last us for about not quite 2.5 years. We're some months into it, so it's about 2 more years. And so financially, we're in decent shape.
I know normally, I saw the figures you provided on passengers, and it looks like Thanksgiving or November and December are, they're okay. They're not what the summer is. What the peak seems to be July, right?
It varies between March, sometimes March, sometimes April, sometimes June and July. And that all depends on, where spring break falls during a month. But yeah, July is our busiest month ever. And then November and December are actually fairly quiet months, but they each have a week that's crazy.
And you probably don't expect it to be quite as crazy this year.
Yeah, definitely not, in terms of passenger volume. The thing is, although our passenger numbers are pretty far down, our flights are also down. In February, I think we had like 34 a day, both counting arrivals and departures. And now we're probably down around 14 or 15 a day. And so the airplanes are actually fairly full. I know that'll probably scare some people who want to see an empty middle seat, but a lot of our airliners don't even have middle seats.
That's Peoria International Airport Director Gene Olson speaking with WCBU correspondent Steve Tarter, and you can find that story at WCBU.org.